Hey folks, this is Sam Roberts.
Hey, this is Kim Mitchell.
This is Hannah Georges.
This is Matt Mead.
This is Derry Grant from Honeymoon Suite, and you are listening to...
You're listening to
The Hulk Caesar Show.
CHMR-FM.
CHMR-FM. Newfoundland's only alternative. Newfoundland.
Welcome to the Hulk Caesar Show. I am your host, Hulk Caesar, and with me, as always, is the artist formerly known as Mark. Say hi, Mark.
Hi, guys.
Thank you for tuning in to CHMR-FM, and joining us on the program today, we have two members of the Newfoundland horror film production company, Grindmind. Forming in 2017 as a challenge between friends, Grindmind has gone on to produce a variety of short films, including 2019's Hag and 2021's Mummering Legends. They also created the Trauma Now TV show Deadflix, and coming soon to Five TV, they'll present the docu-series Hag, The Newfoundland Nightmare. On top of that, they started the Fogfest Horror Festival, which will be running for the third straight year this November. It's two of Grindmind's founding members, Shane Mills and Justin Buddha Wiseman. Shane and Buddha, welcome to the Hulk Caesar Show.
Thanks for having us. That was a great intro.
Yeah, that was great. That made me feel real good.
Yeah. Well, we got lots to talk about this evening, so, and lots of fun music to play. So let's get started with a quick track. Here's Ontario's Creep Show and Zombies Ate Her Brain on the Hulk Caesar Show.
Ooh. I'd like to tell a little story about a girl from far away. You might feel bad, you might feel sorry about what happened. So they say, well, once upon a time there was a sweetheart, a pretty girl flipped her friend. She took the walk down by the graveyard, and out of nowhere something grabbed her hand. I heard that zombies in her brain.
Zombies in her brain. Zombies in her brain.
That's how she turned out this way. Sometimes I see her walking downtown. Not many know she's the undead. Can I ask a girl a simple question? Because she'll never ever understand. Because those zombies in her brain.
Zombies in her brain. Zombies in her brain.
That's how she turned out. That's how she turned out. That's how she turned out this way.
We're back on the Hulk Caesar Show on 93.5 CHMR-FM Newfoundland Memorial Campus Radio, and we're joined this evening by Buddha and Shane from the Newfoundland horror production company Grindmind. I think most everyone who listens to the Hulk Caesar Show knows about Grindmind from the coverage that you guys receive in local media over the years. But for the uninitiated, can you tell us a little bit about how you got started?
Yeah, absolutely. Back in 2017, we were just a group of friends that didn't really know how to make films, but we decided we wanted to try. So, we're also a group of friends that have spent most of our adult lives being creative but never finishing what we start. So we made a monthly challenge where we would basically learn to make films by making films. And we made, I'll censor myself, some crappy short films every month for nearly 2 years just to work out the kinks. And, I mean, from there we just didn't stop. We just kept going.
Yeah.
So you guys made it a competition amongst yourselves?
Pretty much, yeah.
Yeah, yes. Basically it was like, we're going to, and to be honest, it started by doing the 48-hour nickel horror challenge, right? Like that really kicked our asses into actually doing something. It was like setting those boundaries of only having a weekend to do something was, man, it's just creatively fulfilling because you actually stop. And you're done, right?
Totally.
So yeah, we just did that every month. We basically tried to plan a weekend every month to shoot a short film, and you know, through just doing that for so long, we wanted to do longer films, and then we made an anthology, and then we, you know, started going to the film festival circuit, and you know, fast forward, we've been doing it for 5 years now, and I think that we've been successful in, like, we can call ourselves filmmakers now. It took a long time to get there, but we're like, yeah, we're doing stuff now. We're doing it.
Did you guys grow up together? Or?
No. We kind of just like banged around the same circles back in the day when we all first moved in St. John's, 18, 19, you know?
It was a mutual friend that introduced Buddha and I. Weirdly enough, like, if you look through our Facebook photos, like, Buddha's in the background of shows that I've been at downtown, like, actually, like,
us
messing
with us with our chin strap.
Yeah,
of course.
But you know, the other members of Grindmind, which are aplenty, but the founding kind of co-founders were myself, Francois, my friend John, and obviously Buddha. And it was Francois that introduced me to Buddha. It was on our first shoot. We were talking about, hey, we need some special effects. And Francois was like, so I know a guy who just,
I know,
like,
a weirdo who just does this stuff for fun.
Like, and then he literally sent me a video of this guy spraying blood on a bed sheet in his backyard.
It was fake blood.
Yeah. We'll be specific. We'll, but that, like, he sent me this video and I was like, well, this, we need this guy. And he hasn't been able to get rid of us since,
no,
man.
I've been trying, too.
he's been trying.
Can't get clear of him.
Small city, right?
Yeah.
He's a large man, but there's many of us.
They keep finding me.
But yeah.
What's your process like when you start out a new project?
It's, we kind of divert from some of the traditional filmmaking aspects in that we really don't sort of go with the whole hierarchy of, oh, there's one writer, and then it goes to this, and then it goes to, like, we all just jam ideas at the beginning. And I think that's what makes our projects and films sort of step, like, a little out of the normal stream, because the products that we put together have been just, like, beat to death between the four of us.
And
like,
it doesn't always have a message, or it doesn't always, you know, it's just like, hey, I want to see this on film, so let's make it.
And we're lucky enough that we've been, you know, before meeting Buddha for now the past 5 years, the other guys, I've known them for most of my adult life, like 15 years on now at this point. So we know each other all well enough that when we're in that creative process, we can butt heads and call each other out on everything, because we know that at the end of the day, we're still friends.
And it's a very important part of the
process. It is, right?
You know,
we're still friends, and you know, film is make and believe at the end of the day. So as long as you have this mutual respect for each other, and everybody brings in a whole different creative point of view that I alone wouldn't think of, or Buddha wouldn't think of alone. And I think there's power in that, man.
Yeah,
for sure. All right, well, after the break, we'll talk a little about Shane and Buddha's horror influence. First, it's a theme from Friday the 13th, Part 6. Can someone give me the subtitle for Part 6?
Five is Manhattan, right?
Five is Manhattan.
Six is...
I don't know. I'm on the spot.
Jason Lives, I believe.
I think it is.
Jason Lives?
Yeah.
Is it Freddy Has a Baby?
Go away.
The knife fingers return.
I'm putting my money on Jason Lives.
I think it's Jason Lives. Because I think five was the final Friday, or the final...
Five was Jason Does Manhattan, wasn't it?
No, that's eight, I think.
Okay. Man,
we'll talk about it in the break. Here's Alice Cooper with the theme to Friday 13th, Part 6. He's back, the man behind the mask, on the host season show.
Whether you're a sentimental old-timer who's stuck in a vinyl groove, or a newbie eager to hear hard-to-find roots music of Newfoundland and Labrador, tune in to the Newfound Records Radio Hour, Saturdays at noon on CHMR.
The Native Americans are talking. You're listening to the only alternative radio station, 93.5 CHMR. Don't miss it.
This is 93.5 CHMR FM and the Hulk Caesar Show, and I'm your host, Hulk Caesar, and joining Mark and I live in the studio this evening are two of the founders of Grindmine, the Newfoundland Horror Film Company. We have Buddha and Shane. Now, guys, to end up doing what you do, you must have both been big horror movie fans as kids. Is that right?
Yes,
totally
correct.
Did you have the kind of parents who were careful with what you're allowed to watch, or could you just go to Alan's Video and rent whatever you wanted?
I'll go on it first because my parents absolutely did not care at all. My mom was much worried about seeing a boob. Oh. It was like if Titanic was on, she was like throwing hands up in front of the eyes. But like, my dad collected movies, and I started on horror at a real young age, and I turned out mostly okay, to be honest.
What's the first one you remember watching?
Dude, it's a film called Slaughterhouse, and I have not watched it since, but I still have frames of it.
I can picture the VHS box of it.
100%, the dude's in blue, like he's lit up in blue in front of the doorway and whatever. Yeah. I can still picture this like hog-tying scene in that. Like, haven't watched it since, but still burned in there.
How about you, Buddha? What's the first one you can remember?
Well, I wasn't allowed to watch horror movies.
Yeah.
It was not allowed in the house, and I started hanging out with this guy I know, Zach, in grade two, and his parents didn't care, so we used to go up there every second day.
Yeah.
I was like, give me more horror. That's, I need more horror.
People came to my house to watch Degrassi.
Yeah. Yeah, nice. And the first film I watched, I think, was Pumpkinhead.
Oh.
Actually, yeah. That was the first one, and I was like, this is terrifying. I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
It was The Shining and American Werewolf in London. I watched them with my cousin when I was six.
Those are
on the same day.
Top choices to start with,
I was six.
Oh, nobody's ever talked about Slaughterhouse ever again. But The Shining, that's a nice first watch.
Mine was E.T.
E.T.
Well, I guess, spooky as hell,
I guess,
dude.
Yeah, technically that
was a scary movie when I was a kid. I saw it in theater.
When it's out in the shed? At the very beginning, like that's pure Spielberg horror. It's great.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Luckily, I think they edited that and took all the guns out of people's hands and put walkie-talkies in their hands instead.
Oh, is that?
I think they did. But I think they changed it. That was
probably
like the 90s. They did that.
If it was me and I had a gun and E.T. popped out, I would shoot.
I think South Park made fun of it. They did it with Raiders of the Lost Ark, and they replaced all the guns and Raiders with walkie-talkies. That's what they were joking about, I think.
Nice.
What do you think about classic horror movies of the 60s and 70s? Do they still have relevance in today's scene? Like, kind of like we're talking like George Romero, that sort of stuff?
Oh, my God, absolutely. Like, you know, Romero and Hooper and Carpenter, and like, those are.
I love
huge
John Carpenter. I love his music, too.
Yeah,
I love
like,
John Carpenter's music.
Those are to us the kinks, right? Like, 74, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, that is like. When you ask me what my favorite film or movie is, it juggles, but Texas Chainsaw is always
that was an independent film, right?
It's kind of like an indie darling, you know. It was made on a small budget. There's a room full of rotting carcasses that people are filming around it. But what's really dope about that is this film is from 1974, and a lot of people look at it as like, oh, it's gruesome and gory, but they do what we try and do really well, which is a lot with very little. You know, like, there's never, you know, the part where, you know, she gets put up on the hook, right? It feels awful and it's horrifying to watch, but you never saw the hook go in or anything.
Yeah.
So
when you think about it, you don't see that.
So like,
mind does a lot of that for you.
Yeah, and I mean, Romero, you know, Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead, like
Dawn of the Dead's one of my favorite ones. I love the remake as well, but
that trilogy as an adult is what really got me into horror as well. John introduced me to Dawn of the Dead, and that was another case of just hanging out with your buddies and watching spooky shit you never saw before.
Yeah, spooky stuff.
It seems like scary dolls are really kind of in vogue again in horror these days. What do you think of those genres?
I mean, I mean, Chucky is great.
Yeah.
You know, like, that's a classic.
Yeah. Give me the power I beg of you!
Annabelle and these kinds of things, I don't really find them. Yeah. They're trying too hard.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? That's what I think.
Anyway. How about stuff like The Purge and those sort of movies? Were you into those?
I dig that. I dig it just because of the idea.
Do you think they're horror movies as such, or do you think they're thrillers?
More of a thriller action, I would say.
Yeah. I like the genre of horror is pretty far-reaching for me, but, I dig The Purge, but, I'd be more scared of my mom's porcelain doll collection than most of the stuff, but Chucky is a classic.
Yeah.
I watched Megan, Megan was good, and I was this could be the Chucky for a new generation, yeah. So it's good to still see it going.
Super predictable, but it was a good film.
Well, you know it's going to be a doll that causes havoc.
Yeah.
Well, they never do good things.
Yeah.
Even Pinocchio was a jerk.
Yeah. Oh, my God, dude.
All right, let's take another pause, and then we'll talk about Grindmind's current projects from Newfoundland's own fur-packed action. This is a spooky unreleased track. It's Middle Class on the Hulk Caesar Show.
Never realized Pinocchio...
Love an outro on this show. Welcome back to the Hulk Caesar Show right here on 93.5 CHMR FM, Memorial Campus Radio. Joining us tonight from Newfoundland horror film production company Grindmind, it's Shane and Buddha. Now, guys, you have a lot going on this year, including the third annual Fogfest, which we'll get into a little later on. Let's first touch on your upcoming Five TV docuseries, Hag, the Newfoundland Nightmare. The story of the hag is something of local folklore, is that right?
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, it all kind of spawned when we did a short film about the hag in 2019. You might have actually mentioned that earlier. When we did that, we just sort of asked, has anybody experienced the hag on
social
media?
What is the hag?
Yeah, sleep paralysis. I should have gotten into that first.
Yeah, the hag.
So yeah, essentially it's sleep paralysis, but it's intertwined with a lot of Newfoundland folklore. And one of the sort of peculiar bits is that, you know, the hag, whether it's a physical creature or you know, old lady that a lot of people see, the rate of sleep paralysis and the hag in Newfoundland is something that seems quite alarming. So that's kind of we're diving in on. Yeah, like when we posted that, asking if people, like we were just inundated with tons of messages, like stuff that would make your skin crawl.
I think it was 256, and I had to read every bloody one of them.
So we knew once we had that kind of reaction, that was over a short film. We were like, well, why don't we make this into like a documentary or a
documentary? So people just started sending you stories like randomly?
Totally, yeah, 100%. And so basically what we're doing now is we've got a four-part series with Bell 5 TV that'll be coming up in this fall. We're in production right now, but we are essentially telling real Newfoundlanders hag stories and doing these dope reenactments and all this kind of spooky stuff.
Yeah.
Awesome. Mark says he has a safe hag story, so I'm going to give you 1 minute, Mark, to get it to us.
I don't really have much of a hag story, as in I've seen creatures. I've definitely scared people who have been sleeping next to me when I have finally snapped out of my sleep paralysis and began screaming out of fear and jumping up and running around the room.
Yeah.
Sorry to everybody that has ever happened.
Yeah.
Well, as you said, you've got a lot of feedback from people. I understand that you're still looking to get feedback and stories from the community. Is that correct?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the one thing that we sort of realized is this is already growing into a project that's going to go beyond the first season on this series. So, like, we want to hear your stories. Our emails are open. Our DMs are open. If you have had a sleep paralysis hag story, if you've dealt with it in your life recently or all your life, we'd love to hear about it. And you can actually email hag@grindmind.ca. Or, like I said, just send us a message. We'd love to chat.
Yeah.
And what's it been like working with Bell on this project?
Bell has actually been great. The really dope thing about Bell is you're really the masters of your own domain. Like for us, it feels a lot like a Grindmind gig, but with money, to be honest.
For the first time ever.
Yeah, I can say that because it's been 5 years of doing this all out of our own pockets. So it's really exciting to have, you know, a company like Bell that has faith in us to turn around something that's solid. Yeah.
Did you guys kind of pitch it to them or?
Yeah. And this is, again, just to talk about how long things can take to get into development. We started talking about doing this back in 2019.
Yeah.
And it was, you know, only recently, just through the people that we connected with, that we got in touch with Bell, pitched the project. They loved it. And here we are.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, let's take another break. Here's a little song. Oh boy, do I love this one.
A little ditty.
It's the title track from 1987's A Nightmare on Elm Street 3, The Dream Warriors.
Oh, yeah.
It's Dokken with Dream Warriors on the Hoax Caesar Show. Hey, it's now time in the Hulk Caesar Show for community announcements. Now, guys, would you mind helping me out with some of these? There you go, Shane. You can go first.
Sure.
Let's go. The City of St. John's invites you to provide input as they develop a new heritage plan, which will guide the city in managing, maintaining, and protecting our heritage resources in the future. The heritage plan will look beyond built heritage. It will also consider our city's cultural heritage and landscape.
This is not funny, Shane. This is
No. That period messed me up. That period, and landscapes.
I thought you were doing so good.
Festivals, historic events, stories, oral traditions, place names, and public art. Learn more and participate in the public engagement process on the City of St. John's website or Facebook page.
All right, Buddha. All right. You can't read good.
Yeah,
that sounds way too long. Every Wednesday, Folk Night at the Ship presents songs, stories, and true sessions from the finest Newfoundland artist. Cover is $10 and the show starts at 9 sharp, so don't be late. The Lupins kick off the merry month of March. Lupins? I don't know what that means.
That's the band, I think.
You can always find artist bios, upcoming events, and ways to donate at www.nlfolk.com, and they do a live stream most Mondays at 8 p.m. except for summer.
We don't want to do it in summer.
Don't want to do it in summer. The Newfoundland and Labrador Folk Arts Society acknowledges the support of the Department of Canadian Heritage and Arts NL.
Excellent.
There
you go, Mark.
They are great. The City of St. John's celebrates National Youth Week from May the 1st to 7th annually.
I gave it to Mark because he looks so young.
Yeah.
Only if I keep my toque on. Youth Week recognizes and applauds the talents, passion, and achievements of our local young people. In celebration, the City of St. John's provides several free events and activities for youth.
Why are you laughing, Mark? Just because they're free?
I can't wait to get there. Annually, the city recognizes a junior and senior youth of the year as part of the Applause Awards through their volunteering extracurricular activities.
That is a difficult
one. Say that one again.
I'm glad you got that one.
Yeah, we're going to keep moving. And community involvement. They have helped make St. John's a better place to live. You can nominate someone you know for Youth of the Year and find more information about this year's festivities on the City of St. John's website.
Nominate me.
That was good.
The Mun Music Society is thrilled to announce an all-gender clothing swap for Thursday, March 2nd. That's tomorrow, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. at D.F. Cook Library. Bring your gently used clothes, accessories, shoes, books, and knickknacks. You don't have to bring something to take something. It's open to all Mun students. I don't think they're going to check ID, so if you're not a Mun student, you can probably go too. You drop your donations off before the event tomorrow at from 8 to 9 a.m., and all the remaining items will be donated to Neighborhood. Now, Neighborhood is a Choices for Youth social enterprise that offers at-risk youth the opportunity to gain meaningful employment, experience, and a supportive space.
Well, God love him.
Now, that's why he's the host right there.
I would just like to say that he had a chance to practice.
That's true.
That's true.
He wrote this.
I played Need for Speed for 7 hours today. As always, community announcements are a free service of CHMR-FM and the Hulk Caesar Show. And if you have something you would like mentioned on air, you can submit your announcement by visiting our website, www.hulkcaesar.com, and clicking the button at the top of the page that says Community Announcements. From the headstones, it's Cemetery on the Hulk Caesar Show.
Side, another
Welcome back to the Hulk Caesar Show on 93.5 CHMR-FM Memorial Campus Radio. And joining us tonight from Grindmind, it's Buddha and Shane. Now, guys, not only do you have a film production company, but you've also founded your own East Coast Horror Festival, horror film festival, Fogfest, which returns for its third straight year in November. What can you tell us about that?
Yeah, we do too much, man.
Yeah,
really.
Sounds like
really, really laying it out for us here.
Well, Fogfest was kind of like, we've been repping Newfoundland as sort of a hub for horror. We've been just talking about how the island is just perfect for genre films, you know, between, you know, just the people we have here, but more importantly, just like the, you know, setting. It looks like the a setting, terrifying yeah. place yeah. for the most part. So we've been repping Newfoundland as like, just mint for horror.
I grew up in Whitburn. You don't have to tell me that Newfoundland is terrifying.
Exactly, right? So the next step for us was to basically say, okay, well, let's represent it in terms of a horror film festival, and let's bring more Newfoundland content out, but also bring more international content mm-hmm. here so they can, you know, sort of discover what's so special and spooky about this place. I mean, it's one of the oldest cities in North America. Mm-hmm. It's haunted as hell. You know, it's
you can't tell me otherwise.
It's a great place to do a horror film festival, and you know, in our experience with festivals, horror is really popular here, and it felt like there was a place for it, and now we're 3 years in.
What was the reception like the first year you did it?
So the first year was almost like a fake-out film festival. We mostly did it to show our film and our friends' films.
And we organized it in, like, what, 2 weeks?
Yeah, we did it in maybe? 2 weeks. We had an interview with Rue Morgue where we had been kicking around the idea for a while. But we had an interview with Rue Morgue, and we mentioned it, and then I was like, oh, hell, we should probably do it now.
We got to do it.
So, you know, in a couple of weeks, we sort of kicked off a Newfoundland-only horror film festival between our own film, Mummering Legends, and another Picture Start film, That Halloween, by Mike Hickey, which was, it was like the Newfoundland premiere for those. Yeah. And then we brought in New Woman and La Vaillie from Karen Refuse. Mm-hmm. So we showcased Newfoundland horror, and we did that at Cineplex. Year two, we decided let's open this up to the world, and we just had an amazing response.
Oh
we
my
had
God, it was
you
so
know
fun.
Over 50 hours of horror films mm-hmm. from 20 plus countries.
Where was the where's the furthest you received a submission from?
Ah man,
we got one from Japan.
Japan, I would say Japan was probably a lot of South America. It's wild. Spain,
we had films
selected from multiple of these international countries that were in the program. So it was great.
Awesome. Now, if people want to get involved with this, either as volunteers or to submit their own work, how would they get in contact with you guys?
Yeah, well, you can go to fogfest.ca, which is mostly updated, but obviously one of the best ways to get in touch with us is just send us a quick message or an email.
Yeah.
You can email fogfest@grindmind.ca, or you can send us a DM on Instagram, Facebook. We are at Grindmind Horror. You'll also find Fogfest socials, so it's not hard to Google us, but I should also mention that if you have a film to submit, we do have discounted rates for Newfoundlanders, so make sure to get in touch. The first deadline's coming up in a couple days, and then, we keep rolling out until November.
Yep.
Amazing. All right, well, let's go to one more song, and then we'll come back for our trivia. I had one lined up, but we're running out of time, so we better get to the good stuff, I guess.
Yeah.
From Hellraiser 3, Hell on Earth, here's Motorhead with
Hellraiser
on the Hulk Caesar Show. right, we're back on the Hulk Caesar Show with our special guests, Buddha and Shane from the horror film company Grindmind. We're going to do a little classic horror movie trivia, and we'll see how everyone does. So here's how we're going to do this. I'll ask you guys a question. If you know it, kind of just put your hand up. Mm-hmm. But before I get the answer from you, we're going to see if Mark knows it. Mark, are you looking at the answers?
I've never seen anything. Ever.
This guy, he's all eyes. All right, so let's get started here. Here's an easy one. And you let me know if you know the answer. In the 1980 Stephen King Stanley Kubrick film about a haunted hotel, what does the boy Danny nickname his powers? Do you know it, Merc? He does not.
I know it's not Red
Buddha?
The Shiny?
No.
Oh, what? Yeah, see, now you're
I was going to... The Simpsons, The Shinning.
Do you want to get sued?
Not Tony, is it?
It is Tony.
It's Tony, yeah.
Tony is
yes.
the answer.
Okay. Tony.
Gotcha. Yes,
yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Dr. All right. Sleep.
How did Jason die in the original Friday the 13th film? Mark, you know?
Was he drowned in a lake with cement bricks?
Oh, I don't know if it was cement bricks.
it was negligence.
He was a child. He died as a child in the film. His mother was the murderer in Friday the 13th, part one.
Mm-hmm. But he did drown.
He did drown.
He did drown.
But I don't think
but negligence any, more than, it was, yeah, more than
negligence
cement
killed
bricks.
Him. Yeah. Yeah. Horny teens. That's what killed him.
So we're gonna do a little camp activity now. We're gonna take these concrete bricks and swim out in the lake. We're gonna chain them to you so you don't lose them. This is was the highest grossing horror film of the 1980s. We'll give guesses on this one. Everyone can have a guess.
Oh, the 1980s. Highest grossing.
I'm going to go with The Nightmare on Elm Street.
Incorrect.
I'm going to go with... God, I don't even know. When did Halloween come out?
It's not Halloween, 1978.
Yeah.
That was close.
Shane, would you like to take a stab?
Oh, man, the highest grossing in the 80s?
Mm-hmm.
It's a horror movie, but you might not think of it as a horror movie, but it's definitely a horror movie.
Is it like...
Oh, is it E.T.?
Not E.T.
We were talking about how scary E.T. was.
Poltergeist.
Oh my God,
definitely a horror movie, but more like a family horror movie.
But did E.T. make more money than Poltergeist?
I thought you were going to say like Lambert.
Movies made weird amounts of money in the 80s. It seemed like a lot, but now it doesn't seem like a lot at all.
Yeah, it was probably a lot of money laundering for the most part. Yeah.
All right, what was the name of the criminal whose spirit brought Chucky to life in Child's Play? Anyone?
Oh my God, I'm drawing such a blank. I just watching that show too.
I 100.
He has three names.
Yeah, I know. And I can't think of one of them. Chuck.
Anyone?
It's
Charles.
Charles.
Oh,
dude.
Oh my God.
This I'm really impressed how you figured that out from Chucky.
Yeah, yeah.
Deep cut. Deep cut. I can't remember the last
Charles
name.
Lee Ray.
I was going to say Lee Harvey. And I was like, that's not right.
All right, how about this one?
We're going there. Yeah.
What breed of dog was Cujo?
In the book or in the movie?
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
I'm pretty sure they were saying that.
You got to tell me differently. God, they stole that one.
I've never seen Cujo, so I got to put this to
move. I'm going to guess. Does anybody else know? I've got a good guess.
Yeah.
Go ahead if you think you know.
No, you go ahead first.
Is it St. Bernard?
Oh, it is.
Yeah, boy.
Is it not? Right. Is it, that's what I have here.
Okay.
That's the answer on the sheet, so unless you also have a sheet.
I do not.
All right, well, we'll move on. here's one. Pierce Brosnan starred in this 1992 sci-fi horror film.
Pierce?
Yeah, Pierce Brosnan.
Not like Lawnmower Man. Was it?
It was the Lawnmower Man. It wasn't actually. Your answer is wrong because it wasn't like the Lawnmower Man.
It actually was.
Whenever I hear Pierce, I think Goldeneye Man. Yeah, just immediately Goldeneye.
You know, I've never seen any Bond movies.
Oh,
but. I know the story of GoldenEye inside out from that N64.
Like,
I know how it ends. It's not a blimp.
Yeah, same thing, just less polygons.
All right, let's do a couple more. All right. What is the actual name of Pinhead in Clive Barker's Hellraiser?
Oh, you got me there.
some excellent comics, the Clive Barker, yeah. or the,
the
Clive Barker Hellraiser comics.
Would you have known these answers, Hulk? That's an incredibly hard question. Clive Barker Hellraiser.
Would I have known these answers, Mark? Obviously, I would have known these answers. Yeah, these I have the sheet.
From the noggin.
I'm looking right at the answers.
Definitely not Google.
Oh, man, I call him Pinhead, like, all the time.
The Hell Priest. He was the Hell Priest.
Hell Priest?
Yes, yes.
I thought you were talking about the man's name.
All right, how about this one? What was Freddy Krueger's serial killer nickname before he died?
Oh, we were just talking about this.
Yeah, we were just talking about
what?
This.
What? The Hillside Strangler. No.
I don't remember any hills.
No.
The Springfield Slasher.
That's it.
Oh. Right, it was on a newspaper, wasn't it?
Yeah, that sounds about right.
I remember seeing it.
All right, I'll give you one more, and whoever gets this one...
The marbles.
Wins all the marbles. there's three answers, so if you can get them all together, maybe you could all win.
Oh, wow.
In Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, the children wear three styles of masks. What are they? Mark?
Hockey mask?
No. Buddha?
We got a witch, mm-hmm. a skull, mm-hmm. and a pumpkin.
And a pumpkin.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, all the marbles. All right, thank you for playing, gentlemen. We used to have a sponsor, Bitcoin.com. It was Bitcoin for Farmers. They were offering $1 million U.S. as prize for this game. Unfortunately, they've gone bankrupt.
I knew it. It's too good.
It's unfortunate.
Yeah, I knew it.
Well, that's been all the time we have. So
I knew this was a crypto scam from the beginning.
It's not a crypto scam yet.
Slowly becoming.
That's about all the time we have. I'd like to thank today's guests, Shane Mills and Justin Buddha Wiseman, for joining us. Now, guys, you want to give us a rundown of your upcoming projects one more time before we go?
Sure.
Yeah, absolutely. We're working on Hag, the docuseries. If you've had a sleep paralysis story in Newfoundland, get in touch. We are also working on Deadflix, our own low-budget horror anthology that's been in production for a year, and we do it when we have time.
Check it out.
Because there's no money behind that one. And, of course, Fogfest, Newfoundland's horror independent film festival. If you have films, we'd love to see them.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. Mark, you got anything you'd like to plug?
I do know of a very awesome show on March the 11th, a fundraiser for Cara Lee Coleman, starring lots of people like the Sherry Ryan Band, the Crate Diggers, and Cujo, many, many more as well. Too many.
Cool. When is that again?
March the 11th at 8 p.m. at the Ship Pub, downtown St. John's.
Excellent. And guys, thanks a lot for coming on the show.
Thanks for having us.
Awesome. This has been great.
You can find our show in the archive, including over 80 interviews with everyone from international rock stars to local legends at www.hulkseizer.com. If you would like to be a guest on the Hulk Caesar Show, you can reach out via the website as well. Join us next week on the Hulk Caesar Show. Well, I think maybe me and Mark are going to just do a show by ourselves, and I might even let Mark pick the music and maybe even host.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll make the music. I'm a little too shy.
Yeah, we'll see. Yeah. We'll see. until then. It's a song that I thought was totally dope when I was a kid, and don't you know, I was right. It's the Fat Boys featuring Robert Englund and Are You Ready for Freddy?
Oh, yeah.
On 93.5 CHMR FM, Newfoundland's only alternative.
Fred Krueger, the man, it doesn't matter 'cause I'm still rapping by the mother's skin. is a thrill. But on the mic, I ride.
This is 93.5 CHMR.